Day 17. Wait, waiting, waiter.
We talked a bit before about words with various suffixes, like N-E-S-S, seriousness, I-T-Y, curiosity, O-U-S, furious. Remember what we said about them?
You mean that it's often hard to predict the suffix just from looking at what it's going to get attached to?
The stem, yes. What else, Patrick? What about the grammatical category, noun, adjective, and so on?
Oh, yeah. It changes from what it was before. Like serious is an adjective, but seriousness is a noun.
Right. We can say that seriousness derives from serious, so, in other words, the N-E-S-S suffix is derivational. Some more examples. Take argue, a verb. Add the suffix M-E-N-T, and what do you get?
A noun, argument.
And if you add I-Z-E to computer, a noun?
You get the verb computerize. So are all suffixes like this?
What do you mean?
They make the new word have a different grammatical category?
You're asking if all suffixes are derivational. Good question. Let's find out. What do you call a guy who waits on tables?
A waiter, of course.
Can you break down the word waiter? What's it made up of? Tell me what you now know about it.
Sure. It's wait plus er. Wait is a verb. Waiter is a noun. Someone who waits. On tables, I guess.
Okay. Now, what about the word you just used, waits? How do you break that down?
Easy. Wait plus s. And wait a minute. Wait is a verb, but so is waits. No change.
Nice observation. Important, too. And what about waiting? Also waited.
Same thing. They're still verbs. So s, ing, ed are all suffixes that don't change the grammatical category of the stem?
Sure looks like it. But then, of course, we can't call them derivational, can we? In fact, there's another term that applies here. These suffixes, s, ing, ed, are all inflectional. They're verb inflections.
Are there other kinds?
Yes, and you've just used one.
What do you mean, Marta?
What you just said a second ago. Are there other kinds? You can answer your own question.
Oh, kinds, sure. The plural of the noun kind with s. So plural marking should be noun inflection. It's getting clearer.
Yes, and right there is yet another bit of inflection, what you just said.
You mean the word clearer? Yeah, clear plus er.
So what kind of inflection is it?
Clear's an adjective. Got to be adjective inflection, and so would clearest.
Right on. Adjectives inflected with er and est, like taller, tallest, smarter, smartest, and so on, are what we call comparative. We'll be looking more closely at this another day, but right now there's more to be explored concerning the properties of derivational and inflectional suffixes.